listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Titus chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. We want to talk about the idea of something being in due time. Here's our two verses, again, Titus chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Paul wrote a letter to his young associate named Titus. And here we see a few lines from his introduction of the letter. Paul here wrote of his work as a servant and apostle of God, and how that work was in hope of eternal life. Paul was obviously concerned with the here and now, but his heart and mind were never far from heaven and the hope of eternal life. You see, this hope of eternal life is much more than a wish. It was promised before time began, and it was promised by the God who cannot lie. You know, it's a bit of a fad today among some Christians to say that the Bible doesn't speak much about personal salvation or the hope of heaven. Some think that those ideas should be small, and the bigger ideas should be community with the people around us and the life we live in the here and now. Now, make no mistake, God cares about the present age, and he does a big work in community among God's people as a whole. But we don't need to make small the hope of eternal life and how that eternal life is promised to individual people who put their trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's helpful to consider that eternal life starts right now. Sometimes we think eternal life only applies to heaven, and that's true in the sense that it never ends and our life in heaven never ends. Still, we don't have to wait for eternal life. We have that hope right now. The same life and presence of God that will be with us unto all eternity is with the believer right now. The wonderful message of eternal life waited for the right time in God's plan. But when the time was right, in due time, God showed everyone his plan, the plan now proclaimed in his word through preaching. Think about those words. In due time. Christianity came into the world at a time when it was uniquely possible for its message to spread rapidly. In due time. At that time, there was a common language across the Roman Empire, a language of trade, business, and literature. That was due time. At that time, there were virtually no frontiers because of the vast nature of the Roman Empire. That was in due time. In those days, travel was comparatively easy. It was slow, but relatively safe because of the security that the Roman Empire brought to the roads and the sea routes. Again, that was in due time. Also, at that time, the world was largely at peace under the peace of Rome, called the Pax Romana. That was in due time. And also, in those days, the world was uniquely conscious of its need for a Messiah and a Savior. The historian and Bible commentator William Barclay said this, "There was never a time when the hearts of men were more open to receive the message of salvation which the Christian missionaries brought." That was in due time. You see, in due time, when the time was right, God sent his message of eternal life through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Thank him for that. And rest in knowing that his timing is also perfect in your life. Rest in God's ability to do things in due time, and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.